Progtopia presents The Five from Voyager. Good day to you in the land of Progtopia. Welcome to the show. My name is Mark Ashby. I'm going to host this thing. All right. If you're just coming back to Progtopia from the previous sort of iteration of the show, you know, we used to have mostly interview segments on this program. And just for time purposes and just to make my life easier, I'm not doing that as much. I'm not saying I'll never do it again. If the opportunity presents itself, I'm certainly going to interview someone. I'm just saying that for what I want to do right now, at the point in my life that I'm at and as busy as I am, this is what I can do. So I was trying to think of a way that we could have a little fun with Progtopia and maybe engage some of you listeners in thinking about some things yourself about our favorite bands that we like here. So what we do with these kinds of shows is we have The Five From, and what we do is five tracks of an artist or a band or whatever it happens to be, and we pick five tracks, or when I say we, I do mean we this time, and I'll get to that in a minute. Five tracks that are under 10 minutes, because in Prague there are a lot of over 10-minute songs that are really wonderful, but I want to keep this show to a manageable length. We take five songs from that band artist's output that we think represent that band well for someone who maybe doesn't know them at all or doesn't know them very much, and we're trying to kind of sell them on it. Now, I added a twist with this band, too, and I'll get to that again in a minute. The band that we are highlighting this time is one that should be very familiar to people who have been longtime listeners of Progtopia, and that is Voyager from Perth, Australia. And Voyager, Alex from Voyager, the bass player, has been on the show, I believe, three times. I actually sat down with him in person at Prog Power USA one year when they played there, and two other Skype interviews that we have in the archives. If you go to progtopia.com, you'll find them there. But for this show, we're going to take five tracks of Voyagers that I think are indicative of the band's output, which, if I had to describe it, is sort of a pop, metal, prog, some kind of hybrid, keytar, double guitar, maniac drums, and slap into bass kind of attack that they've got going on there. I love it. It's its own thing. The songs are all very digestible sizes. You don't really find too many long ones from Voyager. But what you do find is that because they are such good salesmen of their product, and in one case, saleswoman of their product, that they do a lot of videos, very slickly produced. There were a few for their most recent album, Colors in the Sun. So I thought, okay, those are too easy to pick songs that are kind of the singles, the radio hits, if you will. So my further restriction on the five from this time is I was not going to pick anything that has an official video, like a YouTube kind of video, a MTV slickly produced kind of thing. I'm not counting things like playthroughs or anything that's not like something that you would have seen on MTV or VH1 in the good old days when they played that kind of thing. So that was the further restriction I imposed. I also went to a Voyager fans group that I'm a member of on Facebook, and I asked them, hey, here's the deal. This is the kind of restrictions that I have in place. What songs would you suggest? And I did take some of their suggestions because I agreed with them, and also I re-listened to them and I thought, yeah, this is, I think there are definitely good reasons to include them beyond what I might come up with myself. So maybe amongst all of us, we've come up with a good five tracks from the guys and gal of Voyager. So let's see what we came up with.
Cold as night.
right. I will say that of the seven albums that Voyager has produced to date, as we do this show here in September of 2020, I'm going to largely pick from the ones that are in the later part of the catalog. Nothing against the earlier albums, but once the lineup that is currently the five-person lineup of Voyager, you've got Danny on vocals and keyboards. You've got Simone and Scott doing the double guitar thing that I talked about. Alex is on bass and Ash on drums. That's kind of the lineup that really clicked, and that's the lineup that most people have seen. So of those earlier albums, the first three, we'll say, and those are Element V, Universe, and I Am the Revolution. I'm only going to pick one song from that, but going to save it for the end. Not necessarily going in chronological order here. I think the first song that I want to highlight here is just a classic kind of Voyager song. If you want to get something that really encapsulates everything that they are. And that is from their fifth album, V. And the song is called Orpheus. That's going to be the first of the five. It's got growls, it's got arpeggios, it's got soaring high vocals. There's a little bit of a breather in the middle. And the chorus, it kind of goes in different directions than you might expect it to. And I like all of that, and hopefully you do too. So, here is the first of the five from Voyager, Orpheus.
Starts pulling you into its tide. When the
All right, moving on. I want to go to the next two most recent album, let's call it that, and that is Ghost Mile. And there's a song on there that has these contrasting moods of like a hard sound to it, but the vocal at the beginning is more, I don't want to say serene, but it doesn't necessarily have that same sort of like, you know, punch you in the face kind of a sound. And then the instrumental breakdown in this thing, it changes things around completely. And it really highlights what Scott and Simone can do in the context of this band. I don't usually try to get into who played what, but they're both excellent. So whoever plays what part on this one, great job. This is the second of the five from Voyager from the Ghost Mile album. It's called Lifeline.
Come, feel it.
One thing that Voyager occasionally dabbles in is having guest artists come around. One of the most well-known of the people that they've had guesting on their albums is a fellow by the name of DC Cooper, an American who's actually from not far from where I live. If you look on Wikipedia, it says he's originally from Johnstown, Pennsylvania. I'm here in Maryland, and it's only about maybe a little over an hour from where I live is where Johnstown is. So that's really cool. Didn't know that before, honestly. DC Cooper was in some bands called Royal Hunt and Silent Force. You may have heard of them. And this song from the Meaning of I album is a really great example of how Voyager can integrate somebody who's not part of the band in a seamless way to the Voyager sound. And it just sounds like they could have been there all along. So I'm going to pick this song as the third of the five from Voyager, with Danny on vocals, on main vocals, and DC Cooper guesting. It's called Fire of the Times.
Cage of defeat. there's a time I froze in my eyes when I thought that all this hurt would soon be over. I am standing in the fire of my times when the fears are silent, fears are long for that time. When the tears of time are frozen in my eyes when I thought that all this hurt would soon be over.
I'll move now to the most recent Voyager album, Colors in the Sun, and boy, is it an amazing album. There are so many good tracks on it. Bright Star was the first single from that album, and I'm assuming a lot of you who have listened to that album or know Voyager know that song. It's probably one of my top, definitely in my top five songs of the millennium so far. Just a great, you know, pop, rock, metal. Just everything is in that. Everything that you love about Voyager is in that song, including a video where they were really hot out in the Australian outback, it looks like to me. So I've been told they were very hot that day. But I can't pick that song because there is that video to it. And other songs like Runaway and Colors, they both have videos to them, so I couldn't pick those. So one that came up a couple of times on that Voyager fans board that I talked about, Lifeline was another one of those, but one from Colors in the Sun that came up on there that I agreed with as a good choice. The musicianship is just top-notch all around in this song. There's syncopation, there's interplay between the bass, guitars, and drums, that seamless sort of interaction that they always do. There's these staccato moments, and they give way to this expansive chorus. And the rhymes are really clever in the lyrics, too. I don't want to shortchange Danny's lyrics at all on any of this. He's a very, very good lyricist. So I'm going to give it the Australian/British pronunciation of this word in the title. It's not how we Americans say it. But the fourth of the five from the Colors in the Sun album, Saccharine Dream.
Thank you.
And finally, as promised, I'm going to save one of the earlier Voyager songs for last, mainly because it's just a different track than most Voyager tracks are. You know, you've heard throughout the course of this show, and if you're a fan, you kind of know that Voyager sound. But there's the closing track on one of their earlier albums is really just not the same, and that's one thing that I always like to pick out whenever I have one of my favorite bands, the ones that don't always go where you expect them to, or you don't expect them to sound that way. This song has a great bridge. It's just a great bridge between that early sound and what they would become later. Simone and Alex were band members by this point. And the keyboard riffing by Danny is one of his better examples of that. The vocal, too. I just really like what he does in this song. It's one of Danny's crowning moments, if you ask me. And it is the title track from their third album. And this will be my fifth and final of the five. I Am the Revolution.
Freedom is the freedom to say 2 + 2 = 4. If that is granted, all else follows.
I am the revolution. I give it all my heart. This is the right solution.
We'll be right back.
There you have it. That is The Five from Voyager, Voyager Australia. That's how you're going to find them if you go on Facebook. There's other bands and other pages that say Voyager. If you want to find this Voyager, and if you haven't already, look for Voyager Australia. You want that band from Perth, Western Australia. They're a really good follow. They have lots of videos on YouTube if you want to hear and see some of the songs that I couldn't include because of the restrictions that I put on myself. Then there's many, many there, going all the way back to the older days, too. And they have a Bandcamp page. They even have merchandise that's beyond just the albums. Some of the CDs are sold out. You can't get those anymore, but everything you can get digitally, at least. They got T-shirts. They got plenty of other things. They are very, very wide-ranging in what they provide. And if you're like me in the U.S., they have a shipper from the U.S., so you don't have to worry about, in these COVID times, not getting your merch. You can get it. So that's really cool. I like that a lot. I like that that they put that in place even before all of this stuff was going on with the quarantines and the unreliable shipping from country to country here. So, yeah, please check those out on Bandcamp. Check out what they have. And you can also look for Progtopia online. We have a Facebook page that I would encourage you to go to. The main website is progtopia.com, as you probably figured out. If you click on the archival episodes tab there, you'll find the links to all the previous episodes, including those with Voyager. Like I said, I did one with Alex that was a sit-down interview. It also has more just Prog Power USA stuff in general. It's not just talking to Alex in that episode, but that episode might give you some fun moments, too. I don't think I'm going to say who I'm going to have for the show next time for a little bit of drama, and also because I'm not really sure which one of the few that I have bouncing around that I want to include in the next five from. But if you want to find out what that's going to be, you'll just have to keep tuning in. But this is the point where I play you out with some more Voyager, and I thank you all for listening. Thank those of you on the Voyager Australia fans message board Facebook page for contributing to this show. I listened over again to all the suggestions that you had, and yeah, we got a few of yours on here, so thanks for those. And we'll see you next time in a land called Progtopia.